Kia ora, kua tere anō mā te ariki tēnei, and this is your Waitea Midday News. A te reo Māori scholar says Saturday's hui āmotu at Tūranga Waiwai identified mistranslation as a source of confusion around te tiriti o Waitangi. Pania Papa says speakers like Annette Sykes and Tina Porou spout out how politicians were using mistranslation to blur the meaning of te tiriti. Kingitu Heitia was there to put it in a Māori context.
It's very clear what the tiriti says and what it provides for Māori. It's protection of taonga, protection of property, the right to be and live as Māori, and that's what we determine, how we determine that. So that's really the tinoranga tiratanga space, the mana motuhake space, those messages are quite clear in both the tiriti and the treaty.
Pania Papa says a lot of tauiwi children are learning te reo Māori now as their parents see how important it is for cultural context and pride for their own culture and languages. Tamaki Makaurau MP Takutai Moana Tash Kemp is calling for COVID testing kits to continue being free. The government is reviewing whether it will continue to fund face mask and rapid antigen tests beyond the end of February. This comes at a time when rates of COVID-19 have surged to their highest levels since New Zealand's fifth wave began. Ms Kemp, who managed the COVID response at Manurewa Marae before being elected a Māori Party MP, says COVID is rampant in Māori communities, but a lot of people are not testing.
And it's going to be our whānau that are hit the most. We know that the cost of living is still a problem. You know, they're not going to go buy a rat's test before they go buy bread and milk. And it'll still be a problem in our community.
Tash Kemp says numbers at Saturday's hui āmotu in Ngārua Wāhia would have been even higher if not for that. Many people stayed away because of COVID. Rongomai Wahine Trust Chair Paul Rātapu says there have been strandings of sea mammals at Te Mahia almost every week over the past year. A pod of about 45 false killer whales and bottlenose dolphins beached at Taylor's Bay on Sunday afternoon. Department of Conservation staff euthanised them to prevent overnight suffering. Mr Rātapu says there have also been strandings of sperm whales and pygmy sperm whales. As part of its relationship under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the iwi is trying to help DOC understand the causes of the problem. And that is your Waitea Midday News. Tūrou!